It's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com, and Big G TV.
We're back here on the Coach's Show. This segment brought to you by Rick's Barbecue, serving up the best barbecue ribs. Local favorites like slaw dogs, loaded baked potatoes. I can go down their menu if you want, but just best yet, go on by. On Warrior Drive, operated by Anne-Marie Brents and the Lanning family. It's time to talk some Smyrna boys baseball this morning. Mark Schielmeyer joins us. Coach, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
I said, you know, you look different without a baseball uniform on and a ball cap and all that, but I don't know if you've got do you have a game today or makeup today?
Yeah, we are actually playing Oakland High School at 3 o'clock at Oakland.
Okay.
I saw Coach Hawks out in the waiting room, so we're both ready to go, I think.
You haven't exchanged lineups this early though.
No, right? No, and I still gotta write one up. I did write one out before I left the office last night after our game, but I still need to put it on our official lineup card. So it is drawn up. No, we know who's pitching. We know what the batting order is. Just got to put it down and make it official.
What year is this for you at Smyrna?
This is my fifth season.
Is it really? Yeah. Gosh, time flies. You came from the Memphis area,
yes.
If I recall right.
Yes.
And to Smyrna, what do you think about Middle Tennessee?
Love it. You got to compete every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no – I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good baseball in West Tennessee, but you don't have to go very far to go and find it. So finding that right mix of the schedule of, I mean, what you guys need to get better can be a challenge, because you might be like, hey, you might try and say, it's like, hey, try and set this up and have your kids have a game where they feel good and competitive, and you're going to find a good arm. You're going to find good bats just wherever you go around. So
isn't it strange that in one county, you know, in Rutherford County, if you put the nearly dozen schools together, just the sheer talent that's here.
Absolutely. I mean, we played, picked up a game with Siegel on Thursday night, and they are a very, very talented baseball team. I know that, I mean, Blackman has a bunch of arms. I know we're going to have our hands full with Oakland today. Just keeping up and seeing who everyone's playing and how they are doing across the county is just very impressive. So it's definitely a region. It's definitely a region to keep your eyes on.
And a region that typically gets a team or two in spring fling and a team or two that competes. And, you know, Siegel winning it all in 16. You have Eagleville, who's won, you know, back-to-back-to-back here. So that's a pretty high aspiration, but it's everybody's aspiration,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Even though, like, we're still kind of in the rebuilding process. I mean, that's not something that we don't talk about, is we have our goal this season as a team is to make it to the region tournament. We talk about how we got to get there. We got to be one of the top two teams out of our district tournament. Definitely like the position that we're in with a four team district as opposed to the six team. That's something that we were just talking about before we got on air, is I think that better simulates the three game series. We do have our senior class. We do have a handful of seniors who did go to the sectional with us in 2022 or in 2023 actually. And in my second year as head coach. So they've experienced that three game series. That's what we're trying to get back to in our district games. We actually are trying to simulate a three-game series with Central Magnet this upcoming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I saw that.
The weather's going to be cold on Monday, so it might be a good setup to where I think we're thinking about doing a doubleheader on Wednesday. And we'll see what we do with that Tuesday game. But that's really kind of how we're approaching the season. We're telling our guys is let's not – if we're going to take one day at a time, but we're trying to piece together our games in threes, whether it's the same opponent or different opponents. And we want to see how good we can be in a in a 2 out of 3 or a, just a, that 3? Are we able to find a way to get 2 out of 3 games and pieces throughout mm-hmm. the course of the season?
Grand Slam, talk to me about that. That's something that's, I'm sure when you got here, it's like, this is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot, especially to with them moving the season up a week and the ability to add a 2-week tournament that only counts as 3 games. You know, we started this, we're going to go 4 games last week, 4 this week. We got off to a good start last week and we managed to go 3-1. Which is the best start since I've been the head coach at Smyrna for me personally. We went 1-1 and split the Monday Tuesday. I get an email on Wednesday morning that comes across that Coach Revis is looking to pick up a game. Kind of felt a little crazy and be like, hey, we don't know what this weather is going to do. And we went ahead, played them Thursday night. We got a good game in last night. Now we're playing Coach Hawks today at 3. So. We definitely need it to see what type of depth we have in our bullpen. We have to find those things out. I know it can be frustrating probably to fans and parents, and sometimes they might want us to go out there with being 100% and our best, but we have to know what everybody on our roster can do to develop those roles and know what type of position that we have. We don't know if a closer is going to go down because we currently are missing two arms that we were expecting a lot of for this season. So the fact that we've gotten off to our best start, and they're not done for the year. Well, we'll have them back within a few weeks. So the fact we got off to one of our better starts is pretty exciting, knowing that we're not at full strength.
We've got Mark Schildmeier here talking Smyrna baseball this morning. You've dipped your toe into the, I guess, region waters going into this season with the 4-team districts. Did you reach out to the other schools? I know, like basketball, they decided they were going to play at least one game against all the other schools. How did that work for baseball?
I think with there being the section, I think the three-game series is something that it's just getting more popular in terms of, I think the reason why we didn't do it last year was the whole cookful aspect of it.
Yeah.
It was more so, it was like, how, I mean, the with the travel, no one was really going to want to make that overnight. And so with everyone being close, I mean, there's just, whenever you're coming up with the bylaws for district, the tiebreakers can be a list of 5, 6, 7 different things, to where now if you play a three-game series,
yeah,
it's who wins
head to head,
and there's, you kind of figure it out.
Nothing worse than a coin flip.
Yep. Yeah. You kind of, I mean, avoid that.
And yeah.
You don't leave it up to one game. I know whenever I was in school, you play your district opponent twice, but you only counted one as the district matchup. So,
really?
And that's kind of what's different about the state of Tennessee too, is that I mean, every district is able to come up with their own way to send their top two teams into the region.
Do you have a regular game or maybe even a mini series or something like that with the teams in Rutherford County that are not in your district? Did you put them on your regular schedule? I know you played like Siegel and Oakland here in the Grand Slam, but are they in your regular season at all?
We play Rockville a week from Monday. We play Oakland today. We have them scheduled. It's something – this was the first time that we've scheduled Siegel, and we typically have Riverdale on there to where we keep that within – I mean, within county, and try and keep that travel. Just by chance, though, I think everyone trying to find games, adjusting, trying to stay under that 30-game schedule limit. But there's always going to be a couple, at least two from the other side that we're going to wind up playing.
Well, I looked through some names who have had good games for you here of late, and honestly, I see some that we've were able to see last year, you know, and so you're seeing some maturity come through your program now that maybe you didn't have when you started a few years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So we only graduated a handful of guys last year. We returned a majority of our starters. We returned a majority of our pitchers. So we felt really confident of where we were at. By district tournament last year, we were starting five freshmen. One of those is Jordy Edwards, who last night had a 3-for-5 game and really put us in a good position offensively. Coach Drayton's son is doing a fantastic job for us. He's a very talented. He's a very very talented player.
He got his athletic ability from mom. Just saying.
Chance Mosley has been one of our most important key pieces since his freshman year. His freshman year, he was our shortstop whenever we made that run to make it to the sectional against Walker Valley. I'm very proud of how he's matured as a young man, just in terms of attitude wise. And how now with Drayton being there for us, it kind of gives us some more depth at shortstop, to where that transition is now we can use him on the mound more. So we're looking at using Chance as our number three starter in districts. He very well could be our number one arm, but we want to use him in the field and make sure that he's fresh, and the best way to use him to come back. So having Drayton being able to fill in at shortstop gives us a chance to move two strong middle infielders, and Chance playing second base and get some starts on the mound. He actually came in and wanted the ball a lot last night come in and close. We went into extra innings. He's been dealing with a bit of a blister, so he wasn't 100%, but just the fact that he had the competitiveness and said, "Coach, give me the ball tonight," was something that every coach, I think, wants to see. You know, he was down because we didn't come out on top, just told him, I said, that's exactly what we need to see. The past few years, we haven't been able to have four innings of high-pressure baseball. And the fact that we're getting to do that in week two on March 13th is going to make us better come May.
Yeah. The schedule changes. It fluctuates. I know that you're playing this afternoon at 3?
Yes.
Oakland?
Yeah, we're at Oakland at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Where would be the place for Smyrna baseball fans to go to keep up with the schedule, the changes? This game's been moved up or this, you know, rescheduled. Where's the best place for them to see that?
The best thing to do is just follow Smyrna Athletics. Coach Pierce, one of our assistant soccer coaches, does a great job with our social media.
Okay.
We post our link. We have a game stream this year. The main that's where our game link goes out, to where if it's a home game, we got a full broadcast with an announcer. It's got the graphics.
Okay.
It allows me even my parents who live in Memphis still to watch me every game. In fact, my dad hounds me. He calls it. He says, "I need the app for the game." I'm like, "It's not an app, Dad. It's a link." But he's on me all day yesterday about it. He's like, "I want to watch the game. I need the app. I need that."
So that's Smyrna_baseball?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yep. On X. So yeah. Very good. Well, Mark, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Always fun to catch up, and we'll see the purple and gold out there on the mound and at the baseball field here sometime real soon.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you. Mark Schildmeier joining us, this head coach of Smyrna baseball. We're talking Oakland baseball, the guy that Smyrna's going to take on this afternoon. Coming up after this.